For the next 30 minutes, you're about to hear everything happening in the fine city of Delaware, Ohio. It's time for the Delaware City Digest with your lone solo host this morning, Bob Hoganson, everybody.
Yay.
Hello, good morning, city of Delaware and beyond. Thank you for joining us on the Digest. Thank you, Mark, for that awesome intro, as usual. Always with the great Friday morning intro for the show. Of course, Lee Yoakum is on assignment, as we say, which is the name of my next boat. So you can always assignment. Say, I'm going out on assignment. That's where I am. No, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. A little rainy, but that's all right. We'll get through it. At least it's not 12 degrees outside. It's 75 or whatever, and it's super nice. But it's not just me in the big boy chair today. We do have special guest, friend of the show, Amy Wright, everybody. Amy Wright.
Good morning.
Hey.
Thanks for joining us. Amy Wright is our Parks and Recreation Department extraordinaire, jack of all trades, and her official title is Cemetery Administrator, which is what we're going to be talking about today at the Oak Grove Cemetery. But she does such a great job over the Parks Department. And we just love having her on the show and watching her and her band, but that's a whole nother story. We'll talk rock concert stuff maybe another show. But Amy, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, thanks, Bob. I'm so glad to be here.
So today is a big day, and we'll start talking about that probably in a few minutes. But beyond that, how the heck are you, Amy?
Hey, I'm great. We've had a beautiful spring week, and I've just been enjoying the weather in Central Ohio for once. Just praying the rain will hold off a little bit longer today so we can get our activities in.
And you know, as I always say, I worked in Florida for a long time, and it's sunny, and there's never an off season for outdoor activities. But here, kind of a dead zone, if you will, of outdoor activities in the winter months. But now,
a dead zone, really?
A dead
That's
zone,
funny, Bob.
An outside dead zone for the cemetery. Anybody? Ding!
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Oh, is he loading the applause or maybe the sad trombone? So, anyhow, the grass is growing, as I have fully recognized at my house as I had to mow about 8 inches of furry grass the other night. But that means that things are happening outside, and certainly Parks and Rec is a big part of that in the city. Of course, Public Works, Public Utilities doing a lot of projects. But Parks and Rec, you guys have all kinds of stuff going on. You guys are gearing up for summer camps, hiring for the swimming pool. Just talk about some of real quick off the top, what's going on at the Parks and Recreation Department now that kind of spring has sprung, if you will.
Oh, sure. We are heavy into spring sports season, so we've got soccer going on, baseball, softball. They're filling the pools.
Yeah.
So summer is upon us. Pool season is upon us. The golf course is open.
Yeah.
Still working on a stream restoration project out there. So I don't think the driving range is ready to go yet, but the golf course is open, and I'm sure Cole's been busy.
Yeah. Week. Today's rain is probably just a nice topper to get the course in just perfect condition for the May sunshine. Well, we're going to talk about all that and a little bit more specifically about what's going on at Oak Grove Cemetery today. Here is your Delaware Daily News for Friday, April 25th, 2025. Well, let's start off with a major traffic alert for overnight this weekend. Be advised that East William Street will be closed between Foley Street and East Central Avenue from 8 p.m. Sunday night to 5 a.m. on Monday. It's a total closure there for scheduled work. This is all pertaining to the Point Project and work on the roadway just west of the train bridge. Traffic will be detoured during this time, so please plan accordingly. Of course, it's overnight hours, less traffic, but you could still get stuck. So follow the detours and pay attention to where you're going. Of course, you can check out our Facebook page, City of Delaware, for more details. Well, happy Earth Day from Smith Park. Earlier this week, on Tuesday to be exact, was Earth Day. And in celebration, we rolled up our sleeves and got a little dirty for a great cause. Another friend of the show, Lisa Roberts, our Watershed and Sustainability Coordinator, and Hunter Smith, our city arborist, teamed up with students from the Delaware Area Career Center and Ohio Wesleyan University to plant 150 native tree saplings in Smith Park. There's a designated no-mow zone pollinator area. Say that 10 times fast, Amy. So they planted some native bitternut hickory trees, some swamp white oaks, and some bur oaks. These trees are part of an ongoing effort to create a robust and resilient tree canopy in the park while supporting pollinators and local wildlife. Well, our friends over at the Boardman Arts Park, just up William Street from City Hall, are doing some major renovations to make the park more user-friendly. We're super excited about this. If you go by there, you'll see they're currently ripping out the old chain link fence. Hallelujah. It did not look good. That chain link fence is ugly. It's probably the original fence from like when the park Boardman Arts School was there like 100 years ago or something. I always say, you know, it's this beautiful park. It looks like a prison or something. But anyways, they know that and they're taking it out. Next week, work will begin on putting in a beautiful wrought iron fence. And an entryway will be made along William Street, which is sweet because you had to go on to, I don't know, whatever that other street is back there to get there. No entry from William Street. That was bad. Yeah. Bad marketing. So anyways, it's going to be open. It's going to be super cool. They have all kinds of stuff going on this summer. They're going to put in a new stage for some performances. You can check out their website at boardmanartspark.org or their Facebook page to learn more about the park and see the upcoming calendar. Well, another note to mark on your calendars. The 12th annual Olentangy River Festival will be held this year on Saturday, June 21st at Mingo Park. The popular festival celebrates water conservation by inviting friends of the river to the park for an afternoon of education and fun. You can expect some great food trucks, games for kids, live music, fly fishing demos. Mark will be out there suntanning with his shirt off. So,
oh boy.
Very popular for the family. And finally, yes, Amy Wright, our cemetery administrator and parks and recreation department, jack of all trades, as we call her, is here in the middle chair with me today to talk all things Parks and Rec and, of course, Oak Grove Cemetery. In about 2 hours, boy, this is pretty soon, we will be having a great ceremony at the cemetery for a really cool reason. Oak Grove Cemetery is now an accredited arboretum.
Woohoo!
Yeah, we're proud to celebrate that the City of Delaware's Oak Grove Cemetery has received national arboretum status. What does that mean? Well, with over 600 trees and 38% exactly canopy coverage. I don't know who figures that number out. Oak Grove is not only a place of remembrance, but also a vibrant natural space that supports wildlife, beauty, and community learning. Amy will be leading the celebration this afternoon, and residents are invited to celebrate the accreditation starting at 11 a.m. Amy's got to get back quick, but at 11 a.m., our city arborist, Hunter Smith, we love Hunter, mentioned him earlier, will lead a tree tour around the grounds. And then at noon, a dedication and tree planting will occur at the Veterans West section of the cemetery near the flagpoles. You can enter through the cemetery's Liberty Road gate and come celebrate this great moment in the long history of Oak Grove Cemetery. And we're going to talk all about that. But real quick, I also want to mention for Parks and Rec, two seasonal hires. We still have several positions open for the seasonal hires. We mentioned the summer camp. Of course, we're hiring, still need a couple camp counselors. We're looking for a swim coach, lifeguards. Also outside in a public utilities department, looking for laborers. And of course, full-time jobs also are posted for an airport tech, a project engineer, assistant city manager, police officer, and sewer techs. Of course, you can go to jobs.delawareohio.net. Jobs.delawareohio.net is our jobs webpage. And you can come check out that and come work with me and Amy. What kind of job would be better than that? None, probably.
We're fun.
We're super fun. Well, Amy, we're going to get back to you after the break. We're going to talk all about the things happening, including the new accreditation at the Arboretum, or at the cemetery, rather, that it's now accredited Arboretum, and what that means, and talk about today's ceremony and how you can participate. All that after the break.
Back to Delaware City Digest on My96.7.
Oh, we love the Boardman Arts Park. They're a great partner downtown, and you know, we love everything they do, so we appreciate it. So go check out everything going on at the Boardman Arts Park. Thank you, Mark. Again, Bob Hoganson here, the Delaware City Digest. Thanks for joining us this morning. And sitting here, the star of the hour, Amy Wright, our cemetery administrator. Again, Amy, thank you so much for being here. Tell me what today is exactly going on at Oak Grove Cemetery.
Well, thank you so much, Bob, for having me on again. You know, I appreciate any opportunity to talk up the cemetery.
Yeah.
And so, yes, we've got a good plan today. But I want to back up just a little bit and kind of give the story.
Yeah, please do.
How this came to be. I'll talk about it more when we're out there on the grounds. But last year, the Delaware County Master Gardeners approached us and said, hey, you know, we have a project we need to work on for something they were doing. And we were wondering if the cemetery is or could be an arboretum. And right away, I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Alarm bell's going off. And I said, hey, that's funny you ask that, because it's on my wish list. We know that historically it has at least been called an arboretum. I don't really know officially if there was accreditation or not. But anyway, there were projects done and trees were marked and that sort of thing. But that's been a long time ago. And so it was on my wish list to sort of revisit that status. And it was on Hunter's list, as you know, to-do list as well, to sort of take another look at that. So that was sort of a no-brainer. It was like, hey, yeah, let's do this. Let's talk about it. So they came in and we talked, and they said, well, we can help, you know, with signs and put together QR codes and help figure out what we've got on the grounds, do the legwork. So Hunter and I was like, yeah, let's do it. Absolutely. Let's go for it. So we had a couple of interns in the forestry interns last summer that were surveying all of the city street trees. And we just had them go down to the cemetery. Master gardeners met them there and helped out. So they were able to complete the survey to determine how many species we had on the grounds and what the canopy coverage was. I think you
38% exactly is what I've been told.
Thank you, 38%.
Mm-hmm. Not 39.
But that was information that we had to have to submit for accreditation. So there was that piece. But really, the whole project has been a joint effort of the Master Gardeners and Hunter and all of our, you know, cemetery team working together. Special shout out to Aaron Landis, who makes all of our signs. He helped us get all the signs put together and printed and everything. So,
well, I think the whole story of even just how we even got to this point beyond what you just talked about is pretty tremendous. The cemetery's been there for a very long time, and we've talked about this a couple times on this show, and certainly we've talked about this in other formats as well, but the cemetery was originally platted. It was like a mile from, you know, it's like 2 miles from downtown or whatever, and it was on the outskirts of town, if you will, back in the 1800s,
absolutely.
I guess.
1851 it was established, so it was not the original cemetery in the city. There actually were two previous, but in that early 19th century, or mid-19th century, I should say, the city leadership and citizens recognized that the older cemetery was in disrepair and they were running out of space. And so let's look for another place to have this.
And fast forward to sort of modern times in the 2000s, and it's privately owned or run by an
association.
Yep. But they weren't really putting the effort into it that was needed to keep it as it should be, if you will. And so the city took over operations in 2013, not all that long ago. And it was kind of in distress in the beginning of it, right? And then we kind of had to, it's been a long time to just get to where we are today.
Sure. You know, we took it on and maintained it for a while in 2018. I'm mixing my dates up. City commissioned a master plan, which meant we had a consultant come in, survey the grounds and say, you know, hey, you can revamp this area. You can develop this area. We have, if you've been out on the grounds, the western part towards Liberty Road, there's a great big field. And for years and years, there was corn growing in that field. But at, you know, the whole property was formerly farmland.
Yeah.
So it's been developed over the years. But the consultant did the master plan to say, hey, you've got 100 years worth of burial space left. And here's some ideas, here's some concepts, here's what you can do to fully develop the property. So
I find it fascinating, the history, and certainly you've done a lot of research on the individuals that are buried there. And I mean, we could do a whole show just on sort of the history and some of the great stories. You've collected many, many stories over
I'd love to. Let's do it.
Yeah, we should do that. As a matter of fact, Amy last year started these like monthly tours where you'd walk through the cemetery and she's telling stories about different individuals that are buried there and some of the history of the gravestones and the mausoleums and the I don't even know what else you call them, the statues or whatever. Mm-hmm. Really cool history there. But what I think is really a cool way to think about it, and I think the arboretum status helps this, is that it's not just a burial ground. It's a park.
It is a park
setting, and we want people to like going there and enjoy the time. And this is sort of all part of that. Talk about that mission to make it an accessible, enjoyable, respectful place, but it's beautiful and it's just a nice walk to walk through.
Absolutely. So as Bob mentioned, it is one of our city parks. It falls under the direction and the care of our Parks and Recreation Department. So we have dedicated grounds staff that are there to care for the grounds. And really all of our parks guys are great to help in and pitch out. And they kind of do that around all the parks. But we recognize that when the cemetery was established during that sort of rural cemetery, garden cemetery movement of the mid to late 19th century, the goal was to create a place where people wanted to spend time and where they could come and recreate. It was a change from, you know, your older sort of graveyard attached to a church cemetery, sort of doom and gloom. Let's make a nice setting. Let's work with the natural topography of the land. And, you know, if there's water features, let's use that to the advantage to show off the grounds. So we feel like we're moving back to that.
Yeah.
A place where people can come. There's lots of roads. We have people that come out and walk. We have bluebird boxes. We're going to do a tour about those at the end of May. We did last year, and it was really well attended and received, yeah. So we're going to do that again. But the Arboretum is just another piece of that. We have, you know, some really interesting trees out there, if you're into that kind of thing at all. And if not, that's okay. There's something for everybody out there, whether it's history, whether it's nature. It might be the birds. It might be the trees. It might be the woods, whatever. Come out and spend some time and explore and enjoy.
Again, Bob Hoganson here on the Delaware City Digest. Thanks for joining us today. We have Amy Wright. She's our Parks and Recreation Department's Oak Grove Cemetery Administrator. So she's really taken upon herself to learn everything there is about the cemetery. And she is our foremost knowledgeable person on pretty much every square inch of the property out there. And it is a big piece of property. How many acres is it, and how many people are buried out there?
Sure. It's 70 acres. So from Sandusky Street to Liberty Road. And it runs along, you know, contiguous with St. Mary's Cemetery, which we don't manage, but obviously it's just
right,
attached
right there,
right
yep.
on the south. And then there are some 21,000 burials there, interments. And I would say several hundred of those are kind of what I would consider active, in the sense that there are families that still come and visit, and we're still burying people too.
Well, we talked about the history a little bit, and again, some really great stories, and sadly, I don't think we have time to get into all those, but call Amy sometime and pick her brain about what's going on there with some of the historic sites. But what I find fascinating too, and that you've really sort of, you know, you didn't start your career thinking you were going to be managing a cemetery, but you've sort of taken it on and you've learned all the sort of ins and outs of how it goes. And what I find interesting, and maybe people aren't fully aware of this, but, you know, you think of cremation and you think of burial, but there's kind of these other options as well that start with the new columbarium that's there.
Sure.
And the first time you mentioned the word, I had to look it up. I didn't know what it meant. But you also have the Remembrance Garden that is starting to take place, or take shape rather. Talk about that. Talk about those two things, and what else sort of is the new way of thinking about cemeteries.
Sure. So, and really the Arboretum status is just kind of another piece of the larger picture or puzzle of what we just want to be able to offer out there to the public, to the community, as an option. So, you know, you can be full burial. We have plenty of spaces for that. But we added the columbarium a year and a half ago, and that's niches that hold cremation urns. And that's in more of a formal garden setting. The next thing that it's actually, they're getting ready to pour concrete, hopefully next week, in our scattering garden area, which will be in the woods there in the western part of the cemetery, that we have about 8 acres of woods that will remain woodland. And we would love to develop that with some walking trails, but a trail for scattering with a, like a community monument.
Yes. Explain that. Explain what the scattering garden means and why that might be attractive to some people.
Sure. Well, we know that, you know, cremation rates are 50 to 60% across the U.S. And certainly that's reflected in the state of Ohio. That's a really popular option, and it offers a lot of other options for people to do with those cremated remains. A lot of times people want to scatter in a place that is meaningful to them. It might be private property. It might be public property. I would just like to add that you should be asking, always, always ask before you scatter.
Not at the 50-yard line of the shoe.
No, and not at Disney World.
Disney, you get kicked out. Lifetime ban, I think I've heard that.
Yep, big no-no. However, the benefit to scattering ashes in a cemetery is perpetual care. And that's the fact that we're going to maintain records of that individual, and there will be a place where, for hopefully generations to come, your family can visit in a peaceful, restful, cared for setting.
I love it. I love this new way of thinking about managing a cemetery. I think of my grandfather that was gone before I ever was even born, but we would go visit his grave, and it's just this grassy field with barely a tree, and it wasn't particularly all that dynamic of a place. And certainly Oak Grove is a gem to the community. Again, you don't think of a cemetery necessarily as being sort of like an asset to the community, but it really is. It's a big part of the history of Delaware, the city of Delaware, and many, many people that live here today have family that's mm-hmm. buried there. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the history of how Delaware was started and some of the leaders are there. And it's fascinating to learn some of that stuff. And Amy, you're the perfect person for the job. We so appreciate you coming on the show, and we appreciate all you do for the city. Again, Amy Wright with Oak Grove Cemetery is just doing wonderful things out there. And again, you say, oh, Bob, roll your eyes. It's a cemetery. No, it's really cool. Go out there, take a look. It's just a great place to take a walk and see some of the history and just look at all the statues and everything. Real quick. I want to say you also have gravestone cleaning and stuff like that happening. Talk about that real quick.
So we have a lot going on this year. We're still going to do the tours, like I mentioned. This arboretum is a piece of that, and we'll post online kind of a self-guided tour if you want to roll through there. But I wanted to mention too that we have strategically tagged our trees so that you can drive through in your car. Find the signs. There's little QR codes you can scan, but we wanted that to be accessible to everybody. So, but yeah, tours, programming, keep your eyes open. We're going to do some workshops in May, June, and July on safely cleaning headstones. And so I know a lot of people are interested in that, and some people just love a good before and after. I'm one of them. So
I love it. We'll be looking for the pictures online, of course. Follow the city's Parks and Recreation Facebook page. That's City of Delaware Parks and Recreation. Of course, you can follow the city's Facebook page at City of Delaware as well. And you can find all the information you need to about Oak Grove Cemetery. Come on out today. Come to the Liberty Road entrance at 11 a.m. Our buddy Hunter Smith's going to do the tree talk. He's going to walk around and show you some of these trees that are giving us arboretum status. And then at noon, come to the Veterans West section and come there for the dedication of the arboretum. Amy will be leading the show. I'll be out there as well, helping things move along. Thank you so much, Amy, for joining us. Mark, great job behind the ones and twos. We appreciate you. And everyone have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to The Digest.